You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Record time.
Hello, guys.
What's
Welcome
up?
Welcome back.
Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Every time you turn it on, I feel like there's a new person in the room.
Yeah. We have an audience. They're watching through the window.
It does. Doppelgangers out
it does. It feels like...
Oh, shit. It does.
It does.
Because we know people are going to listen to this later, so...
So it's like you're talking to a lot of people, not just the two of us anymore. It's like...
The three of us?
Wait. No. I was saying like...
She's talking to me.
Like you talking to the two of us.
I'm just totally laughing because you're like,
no,
totally bundled up over here.
I know.
Lisa is bundled up.
Don't I look like that emoji I just sent you guys?
Oh my god.
What?
She has
on your
a
phone,
bee,
right?
A skull.
Look at your phone.
Oh, yes. You sent that on Snapchat.
It was the bitmoji. No, I sent it in the,
of
the text.
The person and like the fluffiest coat.
Yeah, you said dress dress warm. I'm like, okay.
So she put a little,
I put
like,
everything on that, like, that thing
a,
has.
A little an Antarctic.
It is kind of cold in here. Well, I'm not cold. I mean, you can see my breath, but I'm not cold.
Oh my god.
Well, my air is frozen, but
okay. You can't see
you
my
definitely
breath.
See my breath.
Yeah.
But we're all warm.
Yeah, so warm. I'm actually like,
hey, you know
toasty,
what?
Toasty,
this
roasty.
Is how we do it out here anyway.
This is how we would have called it the garage, but you know, that name was taken.
I like.
Aww.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's
anyway.
Been since day one.
Yeah.
It is what it is now. You just know what you need to do when you come.
Well, it's winter season, so once the season's over, we should be okay.
Yeah.
Wow, for real.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wanna probably this I'm gonna tell a story about
once upon a time.
Yeah. Was that the go off of Fresh Prince?
Oh,
when does he start his little jingle on Fresh Prince?
Oh shit.
You should know.
The
jingle to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How's the beginning?
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Born and raised or something.
Oh my god. It's on top of my tongue.
I'm not even going to say it because...
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
No. Oh my god.
This.
Funny, I just watched a reunion too on
of what?
Oh my god. I didn't watch it, but I assumed that they were going to do that. Yeah.
I just watched it.
Cool.
How can I not
was it cool?
That?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was cool. It was good.
Cool.
I seen them all together.
Right,
yeah. I've seen it advertised and all that, but I didn't watch it.
Don't jump on her side already. You were just saying you want to watch it.
No, I thought it was like,
I'm
cool.
Like,
yeah,
cool.
I've seen it advertised.
It was advertised, but I did not.
I already said I didn't watch it, but I've seen it advertised.
All right. Okay, guys, I'm gonna tell you a little story.
It's a little story that I like to tell. But...
Now I know that.
Oh my god! Oh,
here's a little story. Okay. Well, it's been a while since we recorded together, so. Yeah.
Well, and we're all.
We actually seen each other.
I know.
Actually.
It's been a long time.
Plus, we're all feeling really good.
Yeah, we're drinking these Trulies. They're delicious.
And
lemonades and Modelo Mango.
Lemonades and mango.
Mm-hmm. Mango and
Modelo. All right, Shanae.
We'll get into this.
You have a tale to tell.
Okay, let's try this again.
Okay, this is the mysterious case of Joshua Maddox.
Joshua Maddox.
Oh. I bet you don't know.
Don't know. You don't know. Don't look at me like you know.
She literally pointed her pen at me and was like, no.
No, you don't know. You don't know this.
No, I don't know. I never knew it. I just heard.
I must have been like, Maddox. Okay, I don't know the story. Let's go.
That you're about to tell.
I just recently heard this off one of the podcasts I listened to.
Oh, shit.
We're all sorts of fucked up.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay, we can just edit that shit out. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Just laughing. Nick, you know the boys don't like the laughs.
I know.
Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. It's like, well, laughing going
on. Okay.
No, they're
okay,
like, yeah. All right, that's all edited out. Okay.
This is the story. Actually, the mysterious case. And I'm not laughing because it's not funny. Of Joshua Maddox. Okay. Josh was an 18-year-old. He was 18 years old, okay? And...
okay, cut.
This. No more laughing. Quit it. No, keep all right.
We're okay. Just going to have to edit that all out right, again, you're good, too. You're good.
This is the mysterious case of Joshua Maddox. Okay? Josh... Quit laughing. What's going on? Why are you laughing so much?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. This is the mysterious case of Joshua Maddox. Okay?
Okay.
Got that?
All right.
Anyway, Josh was born on March 9th, 1990. He lived in Woodland, Colorado, so not too far. Yeah. I actually didn't look up where it was or how far it was, but Colorado, obviously not that far. His parents were divorced, and he lived with his dad and two sisters named Kate and Ruth. And I didn't get, like, how old they were or anything. I didn't really go that far. And I actually never came across research on, like, his mom's name either, which I'm sure if he died further.
Yeah.
You can find out. So he lived with his dad. His parents were divorced. Yeah. Just find out. Parents were divorced. He lived with his dad, like I said, and his sisters, Kate and Ruth. And in 2006, he actually had an older brother. But the reason why I didn't mention him is because in 2006, his 18-year-old brother killed himself after battling depression, which I'm sure affected their family. I'm sure he was 16. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's old enough, right? So that comes into play later, too, because, you know, with what happens. So anyways, the older brother had committed suicide after battling depression. And Josh was known to be, like, a free spirit. He loved spending time in nature. They lived in Colorado. I'm sure it's like, you know, Wyoming and stuff. It's just beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, he's also a musician, a writer, and did very well academically.
So he was an athlete.
Yeah. And it's funny, I seen his picture after I heard his story. So in my mind, when I heard this story before, I was literally picturing somebody come. I don't know. You know, when you hear a story, you have to imagine somebody in your mind, what they look like and stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't really describe what he looked like anyway. They just described him personally. So I was able to, like, create my own vision of him. Mm-hmm. Then after, when I seen him, I don't know why. Like, it just, I don't know, just seeing him too. When you see him after I tell you the story, you're like, oh man.
Like, I have a soft spot.
He just looks, like you would like him. Anyway, no, for real. So he's known to be free spirit. He spent a lot of time in nature. He went for walks a lot, you know. His house was next to a lot of land. It had a cabin a few blocks down. Just obviously lived in the area to, like, go, like, take nature walks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, on March 8th in 2008, making him 18 at this age, he left his house to go for a walk, one of his nature walks, whatever, go do exploring. Mm-hmm. And his family, his dad came home, sisters were home. He never came back. Mm-hmm. So he went for this nature walk.
Oh,
and
great.
His family, I'm assuming, didn't like think too much. He's 18 years old, for one.
Yeah.
He went for a nature walk. Apparently he's free spirited and likes to do this stuff all the time. So when he didn't come back, they're thinking, oh, like, maybe he's did this
with
or that
friends.
Or that. Right, with friends or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess he wasn't back at the house for like 5 days.
Dang.
Cause,
my gosh. And
so he never returned. His
family and everyone, they started contacting friends. Like I said, they searched homeless shelters and campgrounds and no luck. His dad, Mike Maddox, reported him missing March 13th. So how many days did I say that was? March 8th. So yeah, 5 days, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And his family apparently was just like, they kind of just thought maybe he started a new life, like as a musician or writer. But like after my research and going back, I'm like, I don't know, it just sounds weird. Like to first family to be like, yeah, maybe he just went to his own thing. Like, you're not that. Like, you know, I don't even know why that would come That's to your
weird.
Mind.
Well,
you know?
Obviously they're not like a close family. They're a weird family to just maybe. Not even...
No, I wouldn't say
think it. Twice about, like, oh, he just went to go live his life well, and we haven't heard
he
from him.
He is 18, and maybe his personality would be that type. But also, the day he went missing was the 2-year anniversary of his brother's suicide. So maybe that's why their family, too, is just like, maybe he's dealing with, it's been only 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just having a hard time with it today. Mm-hmm. And maybe he did just have like a out of the whim, like, fuck it, I'm going to go start over somewhere new. Like, or maybe, who knows? They don't really explain too much about like him deeply. Mm-hmm. Because after I read it and stuff, and like after I hear all this stuff that you'll know later, I kind of wonder like maybe he also was suffering some kind of
depression
or something, yeah. You know? Who knows?
Well, probably.
Who knows really deep? What yeah. happened to them growing up
yeah.
for the older brother to do that, mm-hmm. you know, which is really sad.
Yeah, that is horrible.
So yeah. that could be why his family, you know, gave 5 days. Yeah, and he's 18. Yeah. He's a free spirit. He likes to do shit like that. Musician. You know, when you see him now, when you show you the picture, you'll be like, yeah, he looks like the
party type guy.
Like,
yeah, well, I guess I Kurt get that. Kurt Cobain type. Maybe he was, like, on drugs and
but he's
go
only
18, for a while.
So he's still really young.
Yeah.
So, and those who knew him said he seemed happy. He was untroubled in the weeks leading up to his disappearance. But you could take that with a grain of salt because, you know, people could just change. People could be dealing with stuff that you have no fucking idea. They could appear perfectly fine and wonderful, happy, you know, and then do something. So not all, I don't believe all signs of depression are visible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, of course not.
Not saying he was depressed at all. I don't know. But anyways, anyone who said they knew him, and they could be right, you know, they said he was happy. He was... You know, he untroubled.
Yeah. As they usually say, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. All right. In the 1950s, a guy named Chuck Murphy bought a cabin 2 blocks away from the Maddox's home. And this was in the 50s.
Damn, the 50s?
Yeah, because it had previously been known as the Thunderhead Branch. And it was a infamous drinking, dining place. Owned by a guy named Big Bert. Bergstrom. Anyways, Murphy's brother, so that Chuck Murphy, his brother had lived in the cabin until 2005. So that's a long freaking time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 52 2005. Yeah. And then shortly after that, it just became like a storage facility where Murphy would barely go over there. You know, so just like some land. You know, people all over have cabins and they just, you know, whatever. He rarely visit it. But on August 6th in 2015, Murphy began demolishing the cabin for a property development. Now, while an excavator tore down the chimney, a mummified body was found.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yes, I know.
I think I might have heard. I think I know.
Yeah, so I'm jumping really ahead because you right now you don't even know, like, okay, so this was in 2015, so Joshua never came home for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your eyes just went cross-eyed. That was weird.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's that way weird.
You're looking at they, your eyes just seriously just went cross-eyed.
Oh my god.
I don't like that. That was weird.
That was weird.
Ew. Did you just get taken over by Joshua?
No. Shut up. Quit saying that.
Yes, dude.
What the fuck?
So if you didn't catch that.
Me out.
Shh. Quiet. If you didn't catch that. August 6, 2015 is okay. Now 7 years later.
Okay.
So Josh went for that. Like I said, they reported a missing hero, came back for 7 years, you guys. And it's sad because during those 7 years, it was found, you know, he never came home. You know, his mom and I guess his sisters and some of his family just kind of like hoped that he just started a new life, just had a. You know, yeah, whatever. He snapped or whatever. That's what they hope. They're hoping he's just out there fucking living his free spirit life as a musician or writer.
Yeah.
And he never came home for 7 fucking years. And I guess his family moved or were going to move or wanted to move. And the dad didn't. The dad just had this feeling. He was like, I just can't leave. Like, what if by chance
he comes back
and nobody's here? Mm-hmm. His life's gone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what, his old life, whatever. So the dad literally stayed, like, just stayed holding on. Yeah,
well, it was 2005.
No, 2015, right? So 7 years later.
Yeah.
Jeez. Right?
Yeah.
2008, 2007, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad. So anyways, Murphy, now that Chuck, the new owner, he's demolishing it for property development. And they find a mummified body in the chimney. And the body was in a fetal position with its legs like above its head. So like really, really, really stuck or shoved. Yeah.
Like his legs were bent.
So he's in the fetal position. You know what the fetal position is? But his knees are like above his head kind of because of how
like
smashed.
Oh my god.
You know, like
if he was sitting down there and fell.
But And I've heard two things. I've heard that, like, one arm was trying to reach up and the other was, like, towards his face. And then I also, and then the other one I heard said his, both his hands were up. So I don't know if one or the other.
Oh my God. Maybe he did fall in. Like you said, maybe he was, like, sitting up. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll get into that.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. He was in the fetal position with legs above his head. And their remains were identified as Joshua. So. And that was after comparing dental records and stuff. And according to the autopsy results, Joshua had no drugs in his system. And his body had no sign of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's, you know.
So you like.
There's no broken bones, no knife wound, bullet wound, stuff like that. And the coroner, Elborn, stated that his death had not been instant, most likely having died of hypothermia or dehydration.
Oh my gosh. So he was there the whole time. But remember,
the coroner's dealing with a body 7 years, you know.
You would think he would get, like, asphyxiated. Like, he wouldn't be able to breathe.
Oh, he couldn't get out.
I'm assuming that it's literally just, I mean, it's a skeleton now, obviously. Yeah. Because, you know.
But they can tell, like, by the way the clothes are,
Well, we'll get into the clothes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, the coroner, Elborn, he ruled Joshua's death as accidental. Assuming that he probably tried to get in the cabin, maybe came down from crawled down from the top into the bottom and got stuck because there was some kind of insulated thing underneath the fireplace to pretty much block the chimney from the outside. And he wouldn't have known it was there, you know? So he thought he was maybe, this is the theory. It meant he was trying to get into the cabin. That thing was blocked. He tried to get back out of the chimney and got stuck. And like the coroner said, maybe died of dehydration or
how miserable.
Yeah, starvation.
So they never used their fireplace.
And the reason why his like you're talking about the legs, he's tall. He's 6 feet tall and 150 pounds.
Jeez.
So he's tall, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he probably got longer like legs and longer thighs. So that you know,
that's why his knees are above his head. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Bourne's theory was, that he
had tried to climb down the chimney and got stuck. And he would have been too far away for anyone to hear him, like, crying for help. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that Murphy guy, he doesn't believe it. He thinks that the possibility of death having been a suit, he doesn't believe it could have been an accident. Sorry. Yeah, he doesn't think that. He believes someone stuffed Joshua inside the chimney. And in this case, if this was the case, it would have likely taken two people in order to position Josh in the way he was found, is what they're thinking. If it's, you know, homicide. They're thinking that, nevertheless, Josh wouldn't have entered the chimney head first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he was upside down. So
maybe he was upside down. Yeah. Yeah.
So he dumped him in?
But that could have been, like you said, he could have fell back in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he was upside down? I hope. If he was upside down, then when the coroner ruled it, like, because don't you, like, when all the blood goes to your head, mm-hmm. you could probably pass out or something, or I don't know what that does.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there are three main reasons why most people believe it could have been foul play. First, when Murphy had installed a steel rebar, there's that rebar. Me and Lisa were talking about, what's that metal called? And we're like, rebar. And I'm like, rebarb? And she's like, rhubarb is like
a lettuce or something.
Like a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable. Vegetable.
Plant.
Okay, so this is why the Murphy guy, might not be an accident. He had installed steel rebar on the chimney to avoid problems with animals and debris. And the coroner refuted, claiming that there had been no signs of rebar at the crime scene. However, when the body was found, the cabin was a construction zone. The rebar had already been demolished and taken away. Secondly, a large wooden breakfast bar had been ripped from a wall in the cabin's kitchen and placed in front of the fireplace. Mm. So... But I think back to it, I'm like, well, that could have been done before.
Just randomly.
That could have been done by vandalism before earlier times or something, whatever.
Or it could have been there the whole time and he came in through the top. And that was still there.
Yeah, that was there. Because there was that and something else under the chimney to prevent the animals and debris. Anyway, that was already there. But that Chuck guy saying, no... somebody would had to have pulled that breakfast bar and ripped it off the wall and then placed it in front of the fireplace. Like, but I don't know.
Weren't they tearing it down?
Yeah, it could have been placed. But that's one of the theories too. And the other one is that Joshua had been wearing a thermal shirt when he was found, and this is weird. Okay, this is why the clothes thing is weird. The rest of his clothes, including his socks and shoes, were inside the cabin, folded up beside the fireplace. Right? So if Joshua couldn't get into this cabin.
How the hell are his clothes inside the cabin?
How are they inside the cabin?
Folded. No less. What is up with folded clothes?
I know.
People passing away.
Right?
Yeah. And even that little boy that she said, clothes are folded on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That just made me think of another weird theory.
What?
That's weird.
What theory?
Just like the clothes that was never solved in Panama.
Yeah, in Panama with the hikers, her clothes were folded.
He's found in the woods where no one can hear his cry, so... Yeah. For something.
And they were in the jungle in Panama. Mm-hmm. And then that little boy's clothes were found on the very tip-top... mountain.
That
2-year-old didn't know. A 2-year-old doesn't even know how to fold up there. Yeah.
Or climb.
My
mountain.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, we're on to something.
I don't know. It's weird.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of defeats the whole theory of maybe he was trying to get into the cabin by going through the chimney. Well, why would he do that if he was closed?
Why are his clothes folded in the first place? That is super weird.
And why are his clothes off?
Yeah.
And why does he only have like a little thermal underneath? Mm-hmm. And all his other socks, even his shoes.
Well, that guy, clothes, the dad, or was it the dad that stayed? Or
who stayed?
Yeah.
The dad didn't want to move, is what it was.
Well, maybe he didn't want to move because he knew they were going to find him.
Uh-huh. Maybe that could have been, yeah, his son, like, holding him there. Like, just hold on. They're going to find me.
Yeah. Right? Or just or his dad
put him there.
Put him there. And that's why he didn't want to leave or have construction on it because they know they're going to find us. I'm just saying possibly, yeah, like, you know, good, that's good. Because why, you know, he could have known that that was in there, and that's why he didn't want to leave. Because
so he's an alien?
Are we saying aliens are the ones who are taking these people and folding their clothes? Why the fuck would the aliens fold their clothes? That is so weird. It has to be something like that, though.
Yeah, it has to be alien.
Yeah, because
it's weird, right?
Yeah, anyway, it does have to be alien.
I'm thinking something out of this world.
Yeah, me too.
So,
another episode on that. Folded clothes.
I know, that is weird, right? That's what makes this, to me, this story the most
weird. Yeah, that is bizarre.
His clothes being folded like that.
Yes.
Yeah, how weird. Uh-huh.
Because
him in the chimney.
I didn't even think about that, though, too. That's really personal.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like you care for them.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
Respect. Uh-huh. Like when somebody murders somebody they loved, they like cover their face
or
something.
Or,
yeah.
That
to me seems like that kind
cover
of
them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so weird. Mm-hmm. No, that just is so bizarre. Is it folded weird? Clothes with a
how
crime
bizarre.
Like that. Or any crime.
How
bizarre.
No, that's what makes this story so weird to me. Yeah.
So
the way he was positioned, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know if he was upside down or not. So that's kind of weird. But
check.
I'll check.
Later.
Later.
The clothes. Obviously, that's a huge one. And
yeah,
I don't know if I want
way crazy
one. I don't know if I'd go too far into the whole breakfast bar being ripped from the wall.
Or, yeah, because it could have just been construction zone and they're just ripping things out and placing them.
Or whoever folded up the clothes did that.
Yeah.
So the bar was like, they never used the chimney. It was just covered up with the bar. Is that what you're saying?
No, there was already.
If they could not get in from the bedroom, get in from the house. Into the chimney. The only way they could have got in there is from the top down, then. If there was no way to get in from the inside.
Mm-hmm. I guess then aliens could have grabbed them and then dropped them.
I mean, do you, as a killer, do you take them on the roof in just a onesie and throw them in?
And then fold his clothes, because that's the
And then fold
crazy
his clothes
part.
And leave?
I don't know. Like, I started the story thinking it was an accident. It sounds like a tragic accident.
Yeah.
Just the way he was stuck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And chimney.
About his clothes.
He's probably exploring some cabin. But when you hear about the clothes
detail,
being folded.
His clothes.
I'm like, what was he doing? Because if it was, say, an accident. Say he did go in the cabin. Didn't need to go through the chimney. I'm trying to understand, like, what was he thinking if he did fold up his clothes like that nice or whatever and wanted to explore the chimney somehow, because whatever the hell he's doing. Why are you in the chimney?
I was thinking maybe he was trying to sneak out of the house. Was he
but he took his
parents
I'm assuming he took his
too?
Clothes off so he wouldn't get like dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, so say this is the accidental.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
He goes in the cabin, takes his clothes off, folds them, and whatever.
So he
doesn't
want to
get dirty, like get too dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's like wanting to like see what is on the other end of the fireplace. Like maybe, like
it'd be just to see?
I don't
know. He did this in the nighttime?
No, he went for a walk.
He went for a walk. He was just exploring.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is in the daytime.
So he probably found the cabin, was like, looked abandoned, went in, started goofing, you know.
Yeah.
Was the cabin occupied?
No, this is an abandoned cabin.
It was an abandoned.
Oh,
well, not abandoned, but that Chuck Murphy guy.
Yeah.
He, I thought they lived in this cabin, like his family. That's all. I was like, maybe he was trying to sneak out or something. But
No. This is like an old cabin that guy was getting demolished for some business development. Just some
building he found on the land.
It's a few blocks from the Murphy's house.
That's even more weird.
You didn't know this was a cabin in the woods?
No, I knew it was a cabin in the woods, but I thought they like the family lived there.
The dad was involved.
No, because they all lived in the home together or something.
No, he went for a walk. Oh, nature walk. Found this old cabin. Yeah,
old cabin. That's what I missed.
Clearly.
Oh, gosh. It's like, yeah. Rewind.
Yeah, no. That is even more weird.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Folded clothes and...
Maybe he was held there captive and...
Tried to escape.
For a while, and they made him get in the fireplace and folded his clothes and locked him in. And he died and tried to get out and fucking fell.
Oh my gosh. But there's no. That's so horrible.
So that at the bottom of the fireplace, there's no way to get in or out. It's literally the top and then it stops at the bottom. You can't get through.
Was there a way inside the cabin any other way besides the chimney?
So even if that.
Because maybe he was trying to get in the house because there was no other way into the cabin but the chimney.
Oh, maybe he locked himself outside.
But why were his clothes folded?
Maybe he locked himself outside.
Maybe.
And tried to get back in the house.
But why would he take his clothes off?
Why are his clothes
were already off and he was just in there chilling?
With his clothes off? All of his clothes off. The only thing he had was the thermal shirt.
Maybe it was hot.
No, the only theory that can match if it was accidental is he took his clothes off because he didn't want to get them dirty.
And he had to get in from the inside of the cabin.
Yeah,
he was already inside there. And maybe he wanted to see, like, what was... If something else was blocking it from the top and try to see if he can get through, you know, because maybe he tried.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. But
that also can get debunked too, because he wouldn't have moved that breakfast bar thing that was in front of the fireplace.
Well, maybe he moved it, looked, couldn't see anything.
That is true. He would have moved that, or maybe
he would have moved things out of the way from the bottom to when he came through the top. He knew once I bust through whatever's from the top, I'll be able to get through. There won't be no obstacles in my way. You know, he would have took everything out from in front of.
True.
Why he's doing this in the first place? I don't know. Why, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why I don't believe it.
He was held there.
He was held there by somebody.
So listen, we're gonna get into.
Oh my gosh! There's more.
Hey, you got us on a rant.
After hearing all these theories and stuff, the coroner actually reopened the case. Well, yeah, he actually reopened the case because of Murphy's statements about, like, the breakfast bar and the way he was in there, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy.
Despite admitting that the circumstances were odd... the coroner once again ruled the death an accident, insisting that Josh had tried to descend the chimney himself, just like we said. And in the meantime, the police had gotten tips from people who claimed to have known a person who allegedly bragged about killing Josh.
What?
Yeah, now this, you know. And I guess they ignored it. They, then one of the tipsters wrote a Reddit post explaining who their suspect was. And then that Reddit post, it said, "I went to high school with this skinny, dorky hippie named Andy, who played guitar in a band. I was never good friends with him or anything, but a year or so after I graduated, one of my good friends, Josh, started hanging out with him and then went missing." So this guy's claiming, I knew that this guy named Andy, he was kind of dorky, whatever, skinny dude.
He used to hang out with Josh.
And he said, I wasn't really good friends with that Andy guy, but after he graduated, he became friends with Josh. And I guess Josh started hanging out with him and then went missing. He said, yeah, me and Josh have been spending a lot of time together. We're planning a trip to Mexico. The Andy that the user was referring to is, his real name is Andrew Richard Newman, and he's from California. And after high school, he became a nomad and had, like,
a bunch of criminal charges against him, including assault on a police officer, disorderly intoxication, grand theft, and battery. So Josh didn't go with him to this Mexico trip that they're talking about.
Yeah.
But Andy did. Andy went to Mexico in 2009. And I guess he stayed with a friend named, a guy named Josh Walido. And Josh was taking care of a disabled man.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And one day, all three of them were at the apartment. The disabled man, James, and Andy. Well, James Walido, he went to take a shower. And when he got out, Andy was gone and the disabled man had been stabbed to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that sad? And I guess months later, Andrew was taken into custody after he was reported wandering around Texas County, knocking on doors, asking for water and food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fucking weirdo. And after processing his fingerprints, they revealed that he was wanted in the stabbing in New Mexico and also a burglary in Washington. And he had a criminal record in at least six states. So this Andy guy is like fucking no bueno.
Yeah. You know? He's like going around.
Serial killer?
Serial killer.
And.
Well, maybe you should look up, see if there's any killings in the places he lived at and the states he has warrants in.
Listen to this. Andrew. He later confessed to killing a woman and stuffing her in a barrel in Taos, New Mexico.
Taos. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See what I say?
Fucking weirdo.
Whoa.
Police had already arrested someone for that woman's murder, though, and decided to charge them instead of Andrew.
Oh my gosh.
But remember, this guy's fucking weird. So it's like, you know, you have those people who want. And maybe he has committed some crimes. Like, maybe he has killed somebody. But you have those people, too, who are like, yeah, I killed that woman.
Yeah, maybe he did say that because he actually probably did kill somebody and stuff them in a chimney.
Changing the story a little bit. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a barrel.
But that was like his way of like saying confessing. I did that to some. Yeah. His way of confessing, but knowing that somebody he didn't do dead, that yeah. crime.
Yeah.
Okay. But I did stuff somebody. But he's trying to get somebody off his conscience or something. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a barrel. Maybe. It wasn't a trunk.
So, yeah. So he was never charged with confessing to that murder of the woman, and who knows, apparently they had enough evidence against whoever they
and who knows,
you know how things are though,
and who knows how many other people out there, because there's a lot of cases that are unsolved, you know.
So Joshua's friend actually really tried to get the police to look into Andrew, and they're like, dude, no, like really look into this guy. But the police just dismissed them. They didn't, you know, it's so hard. I'm sure that's hard. And the, you know what the cops told him?
What?
They said, Joshua is alive and he's living somewhere else.
Like they know.
Yeah, like they know.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Weird,
well,
right?
They found him.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Don't tell me that's before. That's not Joshua.
That is Josh, yeah. Yeah, it says, though Joshua's friend tried to get to the police to investigate Andrew at the time, their concerns were dismissed. Authorities told them Joshua was alive and living elsewhere.
I don't know why that was probably before they found his body, obviously. You know?
But that Andrew guy, he was apparently bragging about putting Josh in a hole. That's in quote. That's what they said. Andrew said, I put Josh in a hole. So he's going around bragging, saying now that he is the one who killed Josh. I put Josh in a hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's obviously foul play with the whole folded clothes. That shit just creeps me out and hits me in a certain way.
What if he's a dick and threw him in there and was like, try to get out and left.
So
why
is clothes folded? That is, some people thought that too. Like, okay, what if one of his friends or this Andy guy or whatever...
did that and was just like, oh shit, and just left, you know? Yeah. Put something in front of the, put the breakfast bar in front of there, like, ah, just, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, why would, I don't understand how he got in there.
Yeah.
That part,
and I don't understand don't why his clothes were folded and only he had a thermal shirt on. Why would he only keep the shirt on?
The last we know of Andrew is that he's in some mental institution. But there's one other suspect. But Bourne, the coroner, claims the unnamed man would have been too small to be able to stuff Joshua's body into the chimney. So that apparently the other suspect
was too small. Well, you don't know what adrenaline can do either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. True. But yeah, that's the case of Joshua Maddox. Now you want to see a picture of him?
Sure.
Yes. Because it does. It completely... It just, it makes you like, oh, wow, that's Joshua.
Oh, my gosh, he even has long hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How sad.
After seeing him, like, now I'm like, when you see him, it's a whole other, like, how did he get in there?
Yeah, because you know don't.
I
don't,
literally visionized somebody else. I don't know why I pictured somebody.
Yeah, I didn't envision him like that.
He looks so sweet.
Yeah. He went for a walk and never came back for 7 years until they found his body.
Oh my gosh.
What do you guys think?
I just can't say that he looks so sweet.
Yeah,
he does look so sweet, huh?
Like the most sweetest.
Isn't it? Does it break your heart when you see him? After seeing him, I'm like, oh, God. Like, who? If somebody did that to him, oh, it just makes me, like, so mad.
No, right? See, no. I feel like there's foul play.
Don't you get a different vibe when you see his when you see his picture, you get a different vibe, huh?
Yeah, I think of foul play. Like,
foul play.
You can tell he's totally chill.
Our accident, too. Like, I can kind of feel accident. And I don't know why, but...
But why was hard his clothes folded and he only had a shirt on? Like, that's what bothers me the most.
I gotta think about that.
I don't think he would even care about getting dirty, to me.
I think he would. He wouldn't want to get his clothes, like, tangled up or something, like, or... I don't know.
How sad.
How very sad.
Well, I'm glad that he's, like, they found his body and he could lay him to rest and he could be at peace now.
Yep, and he was given a proper memorial service after his body was found.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
It's terrible.
That is sad. God bless his heart.
I know. Isn't that weird though? What
a weird.
I don't know. That's kind of like why I like to do stories like this now. Like kind of. I used to hate an unsolved. Hate it. Because I'm like, no, somebody needs. I need justice.
Yeah.
I need something to happen. Mm-hmm. But it's also good to tell these stories because it kind of. You never know who's listening.
Yeah.
You never know who hears it or. You
gotta keep a story alive.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Yep, you gotta keep it alive.
You do. It's hard.
New Year's, it reaches different people.
And that one guy's in a crazy home now.
Yeah, does anybody know that? What was his whole name?
Andy or Andrew.
Andrew. I'll go look what his name was.
Oh my God, that is so crazy.
I know. Isn't it?
It's those unsolved that get you. It's like, how the fuck did they end up there? How?
Yes, like just weird events. Weird evidence that you find. It's just, like, what the hell?
Andrew Richard Newman.
Is in a mental home.
A California native. That's one of the guys, I guess, who's hanging out with Josh, but...
And he's did a lot of crimes and tried to confess to that.
Well, yeah, but, like, he's also known to... I killed that woman and put her in a barrel.
Yeah.
But they are like, nah, actually, it was this guy.
Yeah.
Or girl, whoever it was. But that's weird.
He was crazy, so clearly he's nuts. Because
he's in a mental. True.
Oh my god.
But
I want to know what happened.
He did stab that guy to death, the disabled man.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, he did do that. He's crazy. Mm-hmm. He did do that.
Yeah.
And why he didn't get charged with that? Or did he?
He might.
Probably insanity if he's in a mental
home. Oh, he was taken into custody. Remember? Because he was wandering around Texas, knocking on doors, asking for food and water.
He's mental.
Uh-huh.
I think he could have. He probably did that and seen. He probably was running in the woods, hanging out in the woods, you know, or
but
something.
But he's like everywhere. So he was a California native. Mm-hmm. Stabbed that guy in New Mexico. Burglarized some house or someplace in Washington.
And where
and
was
had a criminal record in 6 states.
Yeah.
At least 6 states. And he confessed to killing that woman in New Mexico. A woman in New Mexico.
And where did this, where was this happened at?
This was in Colorado. Colorado. Woodland, Colorado. Yeah, so Colorado.
Yeah, he could have been there too.
He
yeah.
stabbed that disabled man in Mexico and then confessed to trying to. In New Mexico, sorry. Yeah. He confessed to. Yeah. He
stabbed, you boys like Mexico.
Off of Super Troopers. Yeah. But,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you
God
guys think? Accident or not? That's a hard one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many questions.
The clothes will throw
the
you
clothes
off.
Is what really it gives you reason of doubt.
But yeah. There's no trauma on the body.
Well, there wasn't much of a body
clue.
Left anyway. I'm thinking the coroner's going.
So,
it's a mummified.
If he fell, you'd still have some kind of fractures on the bone.
Yeah, because they.
Stabbed,
that's what
he
said. There was no
bracken
bone.
You have some kind of slicing of the bones.
There's no broken
bullet
bone.
Wounds. So he
there's
might
no
have
bullet.
Been dead before he even got in. The
and he
chamber.
Couldn't died of asphyxiation. Been. You think because they would have been.
He could have if he fell in there. He wouldn't. He couldn't get
but
out.
But do you think they would have been able to tell that?
Yeah, they should be able to tell by the way your skin is, how you're
but it would also
dry,
have to
how
been,
old your bones are, how long you were dead.
So they could tell
sure
if he
they
was
but that's
like,
why they
right?
ruled out this other apparently suspect, because you have to be a strong person to get him up. Say you kill
yeah.
him.
Yeah, to throw him in there, you mean?
And then
yeah.
get up there and to put him in there. So say
yeah.
he was
because you clearly couldn't get in from the bottom.
Which you couldn't do by yourself.
Right?
Which you couldn't do by yourself.
But
or if you could have done it by yourself, you have to be a big, strong person. To pull a body up like that.
And a big body at that. He's 6-something and 150
he's, yeah.
6 feet,
150 pounds.
That's tall and skinny, but
yeah.
still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot.
I don't know.
That's
crazy.
A lot of person.
Dead,
well, dead weight, yeah. Yeah. So that's why it's like, is it an accident? But then who, what the, why? Why
the
was he doing
that? What
were
you that? Doing?
Yeah, like, why was he doing that?
Why? It's hard to put yourself in somebody else's shoe. Like, why would you go there?
But you know how boys are too? They're like
adventurous
like,
and
yeah.
Was,
I mean girls are too. I'm just like and he was known to be a free spirit and
yeah, but we don't know. He could have been in the cabin before. He could have been familiar with the cabin. He could have you know who knows.
I don't know. Just, I'm just the folded clothes and him only in a t-shirt is what throws me off.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Now I hate fucking stories with folded
like,
clothes. Because that's fucking weird.
Just a shirt.
Oh, I'm sure he's maybe he didn't. I don't know. They didn't say anything about
they
underwear.
Say, like how, like what?
But his socks. Guess? It says his clothes, including socks and shoes.
So his socks were off too. Like
that's
what?
Weird. Why were his yeah, socks off?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm foul play.
Yeah. Totally weird.
Accident.
Oh, but no. I'm very glad they gave him found his body, gave
clothes.
Him a burial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's he was sad. Found. That's mm-hmm. the worst when you cannot find.
Yes.
I know so, you guys.
I know it took a long time to find it, but at least they found them because God
yeah.
bless their hearts.
That
because
story.
Because it really does close things.
That story really
yeah.
had me.
But they're like us.
What if,
we're
what
not.
If, what if?
Yes. They're probably, what yeah, a chapter
but
still closed,
I
but they still have
happened.
A chapter open.
Yeah.
yeah. Because
I still
want to know
what
happened, and that's
why?
Bizarre to me.
Ow.
And I bet you they. It's ugh. Just intensified for them.
You're just going to make shit up in your head.
But.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Well, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I know. After seeing his picture, too, doesn't it?
So sweet.
You want to end it with a...
What?
You want to end it with a...
Would
one?
You rather?
Sure, we can.
What?
A quick one?
Would you...
Sure,
a yeah.
quick one. Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right.
No, would you rather to end
goodie.
It with, but God bless Josh.
Woo!
And he's resting in peace as they found
yes,
his body now.
Yes. Okay.
Would you rather
give up social media? Mm. This one's easy. Mm. Or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? That was not easy?
Give up social media.
Yeah.
Right. Too easy.
I'm like, why would you want to eat the same dinner for the rest of your life?
I love food.
All food. So.
Oh, I guarantee you there's some
socialites out there that are like, no.
No.
That's my money.
Are you kidding me?
That's
yeah.
my money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're like, that's, well, how they make the, that's how they make a living.
Uh-huh. Well,
could you imagine that?
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to say. What if we're making millions and millions of dollars off our podcast? Would you want to get that up or eat the same thing the rest of your life?
Shit, no. I love food too much. It. Sorry, yeah. podcast. Bye.
Yeah.
5 million,
I would have to say.
5 million a year or something.
No, fuck no. that.
But I
that,
love food.
Especially
food.
If I was making that much, if I had that much money. Oh, well then.
Can you rephrase the question?
For how long?
No.
Yeah. Same food, how many ways? Because if it's like egg, I'll put like a dash of egg in everything I eat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Okay. The same thing every day. Okay. Let me rethink this question.
This one's kind of weird. Okay, real quick. Oh, God. Would you rather have the lights on or off if you knew the room was full of snakes?
On.
Fuck that.
Right, duh.
Duh.
Duh. I want to see what's coming at me.
Thank you, next.
On.
This is a good one. Would you rather be the person who flips the switch during the executions or be the judge who decides who should be executed?
Ooh, this is a good one. This is what we're ended on.
Judge. Yeah,
you'd rather be the judge. Judge.
Me too. That's kind of like a the wussy way out. But yes, I'd rather be the judge.
Yeah. Well, that is the wussy way out.
It's like you want to serve the death sentence, but you don't want to wield the sword. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of that's not brave, but mm-hmm. at the same time.
I thought of it a different way. I thought of it as I get to choose
who
lives in it.
Yeah. I know your story, so I get to choose if you need to go to death row or not.
Death for
some
you.
Ted Bundy, yeah. Fry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say that's Friday. Why I would do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I think I'd be the judge just so I could have the control of of who goes and who stays.
No.
Yeah.
The judge. The judge.
But only God could judge you, so.
No.
Tupac voice, okay?
No. Holy God could awesome judge me.
Yeah, that was a good one. That story. It was kind of good.
Wasn't
tale.
A good one?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, but. Yeah. You got the gist.
Whatever.
Gina took a minute to get to the gist. But
yeah.
Yeah. Was like well, I thought it was it. His house.
No, we all lived together. I forgot it was.
No wonder she thought the dad killed.
Yeah, I was like,
don't even say that. Then.
And she's like, the dad did it. That's why he stayed. And I'm like,
that's why he didn't want to leave. No. But like, no, it was because it was an abandoned fucking house he went to. Well, dumb.
Details.
And damn it.
That's funny.
All right. Well,
we better wrap it up.
Yeah. God bless everybody.
Yeah.
Don't be careful. Accidents happen if it was an accident, so be careful.
Yeah.
But follow us, Instagram and Facebook, Voices After Dark Podcast. Email us, tell us your stories. We could tell them, give us reviews. It's little, but it helps, Just like our pages, like our posts.
Voices.
And email us, Dark.
Voices After Dark Podcast
at gmail.com. Email us. I'll tell your stories, whatever. You don't have to say your name. You can be anonymous, but give us some would-you-rathers.
Would-you-rather.
Whatever, but yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, pay attention to your surroundings. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Ladies.